insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Dear listeners, hello everyone. Welcome to another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and in this edition, we will try to have a closer look at the 25th chapter, Surah Al-Furqan. First, let's just listen to the verses we're going to talk about in this program, and we'll be back shortly. So stay with us.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
فَقَدْ كَذَّبُوكُمْ بِمَا تَقُولُونَ فَمَا تَسْتَطِيعُونَ صَرْفًا وَلَا نَصْرًا وَمَنْ يَظْلِمْ
So they will deny you, disbelievers, in what you say, and you cannot avert punishment or find help. And whoever commits injustice among you, we will make him taste a great punishment.
Brothers and sisters, in the previous couple of programs, we were discussing how the situation of the polytheists and the pagans will be in the next world. The last program, we were discussed the 19th verse of chapter Furqan. فَقَدْ كَذَّبُوكُمْ بِمَا تَقُولُونَ So they shall indeed belie you of what you say. فَمَا تَسْتَطِيعُونَ صَرْفًا وَلَا نَصْرًا So you shall not be able to avert nor get help. وَمَنْ يَظْلِمْ مِنْكُمْ نُذِقْهُ عَذَابًا كَبِيرًا And whoever of you be unjust, we will cause him taste a great torment. This is what the Almighty Allah will say to the idolaters after the idols and after the ones they had worshipped instead of Allah will negate their arguments and they will say as the 18th verse said قَالُوا سُبْحَانَكَ مَا كَانَ يَنْبَغِي لَنَا أَن نَتَّخِذَ مِن دُونِكَ مِنْ أَوْلِيَا Those will come to understanding They will have common sense and they will say, Glory be to you, it did not behoove us that we take any guardians besides you. But since these ones were provided with your bounties and blessings, they forgot the message and they were a people in perdition. وَكَانُوا قَوْمًا بُورًا So it was mentioned that the motivation of deviation from monotheism One of these motivations is that the deity is counted the main factor of this group of pagans' deviations as luxurious life. They say, but you did provide them and their fathers to enjoy till they forgot the message and they were a people in perdition. مَتَّعْتَهُمْ وَآبَاهُمْ حَتَّى نَسُوا الذِّكْرِ So this is what the polytheists did in the world. Instead of knowing blessings and thanking the God, the real one, for the blessings, they forgot him. Of course, life is really comfortable on one hand, and it will cause those that cannot take welfare and also their faith is weak to feel conceited because when they are given a lot of blessings, they get too big for their boots and they forget Almighty Allah. Sometimes, out of richness, they will cry out loud, "I am the Lord." Ana Rabbukum, just like the Pharaoh. On the other hand, such people want to be as much as possible free and to face no boundary in gratification of their desires. What they really want is the limitations and restrictions such as lawfulness or unlawfulness, legality and illegality do not prevent them from achieving their aims. So they don't want to obey any rule or law and to accept a resurrection and reckoning day. They negate all of this. And not just these concepts and facts, but they also try to reject the one who is inviting them to these concepts.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
word. In this series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic approach.
We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
وتمثل القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran. By Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom.
Also, now there are not many adherents of Almighty Allah's religion and Prophet's teachings among rich people. This is the poor people who are really willful supporters and faithful friends of religion. When you look at the history, you will get to know that most of the time it was these poor people that started supporting the one who brought the religion of the Almighty Allah, the one who invited to monotheism. And the rich ones, since they were conceited and sometimes headstrong, they rejected this idea of reckoning day, of resurrection, because they wanted to get away from their penalties. As the verse we discussed mentioned, they want to get away, but the verse says, فَمَا تَسْتَطِعُونَ صَرْفًا وَلَا نَصْرًا. You will not be able to avert the penalties of your actions, and you will not get help. So that's why we mean that the blessings of the Almighty Allah must be approached with the right and correct perspective. Otherwise, they will only cause us to be deviated. And the more sometimes we use these benefits and blessings of the Almighty Allah, the further we will be from the station of closeness of the Almighty Allah. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us in this program. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. best life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care.
Goodbye.